All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive with us today?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
So today we're tackling industrial motherboards.
Oh, yeah. These are really cool.
They're the unsung heroes of a lot of tech we rely on, huh?
For sure. Definitely behind the scenes, but so important.
We're going to dig into what makes them special, how they're different from the motherboards in our home computers, and how to pick the right one for a specific job. We've got some great excerpts from a document that breaks it all down.
Awesome. Should be interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not just for the hardcore techies out there, even if you're not building a robot army or anything.
All right, uh-huh.
I think anyone who's curious about the tech that powers our world will find this stuff fascinating.
Definitely. I agree. Lots to learn here.
So first things first, what is it that makes an industrial motherboard so different? It's got to be more than just, you know, a beefed up version of what's in our desktop PC. Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Think about where these things have to work. Like, picture a factory floor, right? It's hot, it's dusty, maybe things are vibrating like crazy.
Definitely not your typical office environment.
Exactly. Or picture a freezing cold warehouse or equipment that's constantly shaking and bumping around. These are the places where industrial motherboards have to shine.
So durability is key. They've got to be tough.
Totally. We're talking about resistance to extreme temperatures, humidity, shocks, vibrations, you name it, these boards have to handle it. But it's not just about physical toughness either.
Right, because a regular motherboard, you drop it once and you're probably looking at a replacement.
Most likely, yeah. But with industrial motherboards, it goes way beyond that.
Okay, so what else is there?
Reliability. That's huge.
Makes sense.
In industrial settings, downtime can be a nightmare. Think about it. You got production lines, maybe safety systems, critical infrastructure.
You can't have those things failing.
Exactly. Industrial motherboards are built for continuous operation, often in situations where failure is just not an option.
So they're workhorses, basically. But what about over the long term? Like, how long do these things actually last?
Well, that's another big difference. Longevity.
Okay.
These motherboards are designed with much longer life cycles than what you'd see in a typical consumer product. You don't want to be swapping out motherboards in a remote wind turbine every couple of years.
Yeah, that sounds like a logistical headache and a half.
All
right, so we've established that industrial motherboards are tough, they're reliable, they're built to last. But how do you go about picking the right one for a specific application?
Good question. That's where things get interesting. There are a ton of factors to consider, and it really starts with understanding what the application demands. But one of the first things to look at is form factor.
Form factor. Okay, so that's basically like the size and shape of the board, yeah. Right?
Exactly. It dictates how the motherboard physically fits into the system. So there are several standard form factors like ATX, which you might be familiar with from desktop computers.
Yeah.
Then there are smaller options like mini ITX and even more specialized form factors designed for specific industries.
But you got to make sure the motherboard actually fits where it needs to go.
For sure. But then you've got to think about processing power. Some applications need a ton of computational muscle.
Right, like if you're doing complex calculations or something.
Exactly. While others might prioritize energy efficiency over raw power, and that's where you start getting into CPU selection, which is another rabbit hole.
The CPUs, that's a whole world unto itself. So what kind of CPUs are we talking about here? Is it like Intel, AMD, the usual suspects?
Well, you might see some familiar names, but the landscape is actually a bit different in the industrial world.
Interesting. Okay. How so?
Well, a lot of industrial applications actually lean towards ARM-based CPUs rather than the x86 architecture you see in most desktop PCs.
Oh.
Yeah. ARM chips are known for being very power efficient, which is crucial when you're dealing with systems that generate a lot of heat, you know, especially in those tight enclosures.
So it's not always about having the most powerful CPU. It's about having the right CPU for the job.
Absolutely. But we're not done yet. Next up, you got to consider expansion options. And this is where you can really start to customize a motherboard for a specific application.
Expansion options.
Yeah.
Okay. So what falls into that category?
We're talking about expansion slots, interfaces, things like PCI Express, USB, Ethernet, even more specialized interfaces like CAN bus, which is super common in industrial automation.
CAN bus. I'm not familiar with that one.
So think of CAN bus as kind of like the nervous system of an industrial setup.
Okay.
It allows different devices to communicate with each other in real time. So you might have sensors, actuators, controllers, all talking to each other over the CAN bus.
So like in a factory setting, a sensor could tell a controller, hey, the temperature's getting too high, and the controller could then adjust something to cool things down.
Exactly. It's all about real-time control and feedback. And of course, you need the right expansion slots and interfaces on your motherboard to support all of this.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered durability, reliability, form factor, processing power, expansion options. Anything else we need to be thinking about?
Oh, almost forgot. Operating temperature.
Oh, right. We talked about those extreme environments earlier.
Exactly. You got to make sure your motherboard can handle the heat or the cold, depending on the situation. Some of these industrial motherboards can operate in temperatures well below freezing or way above boiling.
That's wild. So yeah, definitely not your average motherboard. Okay, I think we covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we fit on most of the big points.
Durability, reliability, all the different factors to consider when choosing a board. It's a lot to digest, but hopefully our listeners are starting to see why these things are so specialized and so crucial in certain applications.
Yeah, and I think the takeaway here is that choosing the right industrial motherboard is a balancing act. It's all about finding the right combination of features and capabilities to meet the specific demands of the application.
Absolutely. So, to everyone listening, we want to leave you with a little something to think about. Imagine for a second a world where technology seamlessly integrates into even the harshest environments. Factories humming with robotic precision, remote monitoring systems keeping critical infrastructure running smoothly, maybe even self-driving vehicles navigating all kinds of challenging terrain.
Fun to imagine, for sure.
What role do you think industrial motherboards play in making these visions a reality? What features would be most crucial in those scenarios? It's really incredible to think about the power and the potential of this often overlooked technology. There's a whole world of industrial innovation out there, and we encourage all of you to keep digging deeper and exploring.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for joining us.